Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What has happened to the Duke Blue Devils? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Carolina goes to NC State tonight with a chance to take second place in the ACC behind undefeated Virginia and surprising Syracuse. Duke lost its second straight game by double digits Tuesday night when it got blown out at after halftime by unranked Miami at Cameron Indoor Stadium. For three straight games now, the Blue Devils have shown a vulnerability inside despite double-doubles against the U by Emile Jefferson and Jahiel Okafor, supposedly the best player in America. Even in the close win at Wake Forest last week, Okafor was outplayed by Deacon's 6'9 junior center Devin Thomas, who muscled the supposed Duke superstar around for much of the game. On Sunday, State's bevy of big men destroyed Duke inside down the stretch and hit 10 three-pointers while building a 19-point lead before winning 87-75. And then the Hurricanes blew into Cameron, where the Blue Devils had not lost in more than 2 years 41 home games ago, and rarely suffered back-to-back defeats. Miami, which had earlier lost to Eastern Kentucky by 28 points, went to the basket with abandon, getting dunks and putbacks and drawing fouls, while also hitting 10 three-pointers. The Canes played with absolutely no fear. Duke, which hadn't trailed by more than 6 points in any game before the last two, now must go to Louisville Saturday, where the Cardinals will be favored to deliver a third straight loss to the Devils. So what is going on with Duke? It's known as ACC indoctrination for the young freshmen, Okafor, Tyus Jones, and Justice Winslow. They are not sustaining the intensity Mike Krzyzewski wants. In fact, they are playing timidly and being beaten to 50-50 balls all over the place. Coach K is on hold with 997 career wins, and it may be a couple of weeks before he gets to the hallowed 1,000 mark. He's got that squinty, tight-lipped look again, as suddenly his team that was picked to win the ACC and has been penciled in as one of the final four entries finds itself in jeopardy of falling out of the top 10, especially if it drops to 2-3 in the ACC after the weekend and then faces tough road games at Notre Dame and Virginia in the next 2 weeks. This leaves Carolina with a golden opportunity to reel off five straight victories before games against Syracuse, Louisville, and Virginia. It's a seize the moment for the Tar Heels as Duke is letting its moments slip uncharacteristically away. This is Archansky. See ya.